Rob Eiler is a professor of economics at Sonoma State University who has most recently taken a look at the economic impact of equestrian activities in Sonoma County and found a significant impact. Can you quantify it for us?
Yeah, we looked and we saw that it's about $615 million per year if you add in all the spending on equine in terms of how each equine-related business then generates revenue and supports jobs for other industries beyond those that support equine riders and owners directly.
And what all does that include?
That includes everything from stables that house horses and train horses and provide lessons to people, sell tack, veterinarian care, health care otherwise, on down to professional and personal services that are supported by those that work at those jobs.
How much of this laps into tourism?
There's two ways. One way is that there are events that bring people to Sonoma County for a specific day event. Like if there's something at the fairgrounds or some kind of a dressage competition, there's event-driven tourism. There's also tourism that is specific to folks having their horses live in Sonoma County but may live outside of Sonoma County because Sonoma County has such a deep ecosystem to support horse ownership and ridership here versus other areas.
How did you happen to be studying this question?
The Sonoma County Horse Council has had this done by Sonoma State University twice before. So this in some ways was an update to previous studies in 1999 and 2005. And what we did is we expanded our survey instrument and tried to look a little bit more deeply at the breadth of the spending and the amount of impacts that happen across industries in Sonoma County.
What kind of changes did you notice across the arc of the three studies?
The real big change, I think, is that we had some ability to look a little more deep at the activities that people actually engage in. And I would tell you from 15 years ago, I think the breadth of things that happen that are equine-related is much wider, which then expands the spending elements, expands the tourism elements, expands the employment elements. You see this sort of slow building growth over time. A lot of the same issues as the original study in 1999 still exist in terms of land use issues. There's a opportunity cost between folks that own land and use it for vineyard versus other types of agriculture versus horses, and the cost of feed is still a big issue. But generally speaking, the industry has expanded and become even deeper and wider over time.
Do you get a sense that it has been also more accommodating of equestrian activities in that time?
Most of the opinions that we got out of the survey suggest that not much change has taken place. The pressure has probably been more from people converting what used to be or what could have been land for horse use into something else, specifically vineyard or perhaps even residential housing. That would probably be the biggest squeeze versus, let's say, restrictions on land use itself versus the opportunity cost of doing something different and having the market squeeze the amount of acreage available down because people are making different choices.
When you added it all up, were you surprised by the total?
Not really. I was a little surprised maybe by the number of horses that we estimated, and we estimated the number of horses by basically asking the local veterinarians that specialize in equine veterinary services for unique horses that they were caring for. And when we took all that data and mashed it together, we ended up with a little over 26,700 horses in Sonoma County. Which that number seemed large. The folks I was working with at the Horse Council felt like it was probably pretty close. They felt like it was going to be somewhere between 25 and 30,000. That number shocked me simply because I'm not a part of the industry.
Well, it sounds like an interesting thing to be studying. Appreciate your telling us about it.
Sure, Bruce, anytime. Thanks a lot.